Oh, I was just, felt good. I had a busy day at work today, and it's just tired. And just so meditating, it was just kind of...
Yeah, probably sort of falling asleep, sort of not.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for bringing the TV and the DVDs and all of that. That was very sweet. Mm-hmm. Any sharing? Any report?
TV doesn't quite replace you.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. Otherwise, I would have to sit in a TV every Tuesday.
How did it go for you and Richard?
It went very well. The 3 weeks was very,
very
well.
Long
weeks.
3 weeks.
Yeah. It was good. It was good. Particularly when we were with our son. Oh, that's... I'm a sucker for my boys, so. Yeah. Otherwise, beside my boys, I'm a sucker for anybody that has a love for truth. Mm. Seriously, those are the only ones that keeps me around in the world, and you guys are the ones that gives me joy to go on. Of course, Richard is a big part of both.
Double bonus.
So anybody else would like to share any experiences, any result of any practice, specifically discussed it here, that was discussed here?
I have a question. Mm-hmm. You know how when you experience anything in the world, mm-hmm. it's with the mind, right? Mm-hmm. And the mind says, oh, it's a good experience, mm-hmm. bad experience. Mm-hmm. But when you experience the self, and then the mind is, you kind of disabled the mind, right? Mm-hmm. So then, how do you experience it? How do you know that you experienced it? Because you've kind of silenced the mind. Mm-hmm. And
oh,
that makes sense.
Who is the experiencer?
Yeah.
But the beauty of it is that experience is only in the duality. In the oneness, the experiencer and the experience become one, and yet there is absolutely nothing I can say that would describe it. Only that glimpses that you have would be testifying to what's going on.
And it's not with the mind, because the mind is gone at that point.
It is not of the mind, and it's not of the mind. The mind is not even a parcel of it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even if your mind was active in that stage, the mind would be no problem with it. I was talking to a bunch of people in Iran, and when was it? Yesterday morning, a couple of days ago. And this is what came through, and I think is important, you know, because we get together all the time, and you know how when someone is in the prison, they're thrown into prison, what is the best way to get out of that prison? From the door that they put you in. The door, the gate that they open, put us in the cell, is the best way and the most natural way is to come out at the same door that we went in. Why? Because if we make a tunnel, who knows, maybe there is a guard behind in the other side of it. If we drill something in the wall, if we plan escape through the windows. So how do we get out? What puts us in by getting into it, an inquiry, what puts us there can also get us out. If it was a bad behavior, then we know by good behavior we can come out. If it was anger, then we know without anger we can come out. We can have some. What I'm trying to say is that in the prison of the mind, the only way to get out is to undo what we have done to it. You know, someone's sometimes might, I don't want to be specific, but sometimes you might say, why does she always talks about the mind? Because there is nothing else there that will remedy it. You went in by collecting all of that junk. That's the only way to open the door to the prison and come out, is to undo this junk and come out. And when people ask me, why do you always talk about the mind? Because the manifestation, the consciousness is nothing but the mind, universal mind. What would I talk about in order to eliminate it? Very, very important point. I'm sure you all are getting it in certain, either whole or to some degree.
Yes, I can give you an example of that, like uh-huh. My issues of control.
Uh-huh.
That wanting people to respond a certain way or do something a certain way, and I think for me it's been a very deep thing, and I think for a lot of people mm-hmm. it is, and having to really think it through with a, to mm-hmm. see mm-hmm. why and even see the anger or this mm-hmm. to go with it, and it's been like really intense mm-hmm. for me to deal with that control. And for me, it's been like getting to the very kind of a root of a issue that it shouldn't be there, you know, because I really don't want, you know, make people unhappy or anything like that. So it's sort of like I've been having to deal with that. And like you say, use the mind to see why, you know, what it is, why. And a lot of it is just, I don't know, some pattern or something that was there.
But it's not yours. This is exactly what I'm saying. The thing is that with the mind, that we discuss it so much, you say I'm controlling. What is controlling? That's what uncontrolled you. When you ask yourself, who is it that is controlling?
The mind.
Because you don't want to control. But you're saying I'm controlling. Mm-hmm. How is that possible? If you don't want it, don't be controlling.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it is a universal mind. Mm. Otherwise, if I don't want to, you know, I don't know, I'm pretty much mindless tonight. I can't come up with good examples. But, you know, someone says, I don't like my anger. I don't want to have anger. Okay. What's the problem? Don't have an anger. The reason we're stuck with it is because of the universal thing.
What do you mean by the universal mind?
Universal mind is like when you go to sleep at night and you have dreams, is it the mind of the people in the dream that created your dream, or the mind of the dreamer? You went to sleep
mm-hmm.
and you had a dream. And you dreamt me and Ida.
Mm-hmm.
Is Ida and I have an individual mind in your dream?
No.
What is the cause of the dream? You sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
That's a universal mind.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about dreams on the DVD we
mm-hmm.
watched. Tuesday night
mm-hmm.
when I was here present when you did
mm-hmm.
that, and what I understood, you said something to the effect of, if we have mastery of this consciousness, we can begin to control our dreams. If I
daydreams, even this one here.
Oh.
Even this one here.
Well, this one, I'm understanding this one to some degree. Whenever I lie this body to rest, going there, it can go any direction. So how do I control that state? How do I get mastery over that state? How do I prepare myself to say, I'm gonna rest for 8 hours?
And then you rest. Is that what you're saying?
Well, sometimes I do and sometimes I don't rest. Sometimes whatever comes up.
I know. You're saying, how can I have control and mastery over my senses and my body and my mind? So
time.
When I say lay down and sleep, it will lay down and sleep. The most important mastery that will master all the others is self-recognition and self-realization. Until, to the degree that you know that, you rest wherever you put your head down. Again, we go back to Martha that was saying, I don't want to be controlling. You might say, I want to be in control of my dream. And I would say, until the mind has the pictures that believes in and does not believe is the dreamer as to be the one that slept, this will go on. This is why I spent so much of my time, so many years here saying, stop meditation, trust meditation, this meditation, that meditation, to go beyond the activity of the consciousness and see the energy that upholds the consciousness. So how do we, the answer to yours would be wake up. How do we wake up? Exactly what we are doing. When we don't go with the mind, what happens is the mind begins to fade away, with it the identification with the body, with it this, the body is no longer concrete. You know, it's not as concrete as it used to be, at least into your memory.
But in the daydream, and not dealing with the nightdream, but in the daydream, if the mind is trying to control the daydream, then you're living on the level of the mind. And if the mind begins to vanish and go away completely and totally, and then you are able to, because of the mind going away, knowing the self, then the
mind doesn't go
change.
Away. This is what happens. Mind is only an energy that is no bad, is not bad, and is not good.
Good. I was just trying to get this.
Exactly. So I just want to make it clear for you too. So the mind that has pictures on it, by stop staring at, making it more real, becomes this mind, and in this mind is God, or truth, or
I'm better at that blank mind because of this class and practicing it daily, sometimes several times a day. I'm better at that.
Yes.
Better.
Now, we're not talking about blank. I want to make sure with everybody to understand, because last time, about the stop meditation, we had misunderstanding. I don't talk about blank mind. I'm not talking about numbing the mind. I'm talking about letting the mind do what it does,
right,
thinking,
right?
Right? Is that what you do?
Right.
You, the mind thinks, so it does. The train moves and the trees go by.
Right.
So this is the mastery. Little by little we have mastery of the mind. And the mastery of the mind is when we begin to see who slept and had the dream instead of getting involved with the dream.
You know, Satyam, what I've been, the way I've been kind of working with it is because the mind will go, is being present. It's trying to be present, and I guess the meditating also and staying peaceful. And present.
I
because,
was going to talk about present. Now, how are you present?
When my mind will want to say, well, why didn't that person, stop it. And just be present now. And because, and like that, I'm not feeding into it. And so then it has a way of kind of neutralizing or just